where, let's say, the firstborn, where the Oni does everything, the Akira Nanoche, and the Balabais is a passive recipient. So then, the Balabais is not doing any Aver at all. No Aver. It's part of Umut. So why do we say it's Mutter when the Oni gives the Balabai something and the Balabais is Mikabel? So the Balabais, in effect, is Eva Lifni Iveya. Vimteima Vakova Lifni Velisit Mirshol. Vafilu Maira. So we see, I mean, from this thesis, which is very Mistaber. I mean, but one could argue that way, but it wouldn't be Mistaber if he argued that way. That when is there an Iser of Lifnei Iveir? Only when he does an active act whereby he causes somebody else to be Iver and Aver. But if someone is, it becomes an accomplice in another's Avere, passively, he's not Iver Lifnei Iveir. He's not Iver Lifnei Iveir. So Stasis says no. Even if a person does an avere passively, so is, I mean, even if a person becomes an accomplice, causes somebody else to do an avere in a passive way, so he's also evil of Neva. Now that doesn't mean that according to Teisves, if let's say someone sees another person eats Nevela, and let's say he can be mafishing, he'll just tell him. Let's say the person who eats Nevele is a Yisrael Kosher, but he just doesn't know that it's Nevele. So by just telling him, you should know it's Nevele, he'll restrain him from the Avere. And he doesn't do it. So of course, he's Mechuyev to be Mafreshim. But suppose he doesn't, so he'll be an Avere of Yechiyach Techiyach. But he will not be either the love of the evil is Mirchel, if I am a silent observer of somebody else's avere, and I could easily, by just saying one word, restrain the term from the avere, and I don't do it. So I'm a vatlin eser. And then the question is, why? Because in order to be able to neiver, there must be a mice. In other words, if I fetch, let's say, kisyayin linozi, so then there is a mice, so I am an active accomplice. But here, he's a passive accomplice. Still is evil if neither. So does that mean that in Ochaname, according to Teisves, if one is in a position to restrain another person from an avere and he doesn't do it, so he's evil neither. That's not mistaka. That's not mistaka. But the answer is here there is a maise siyua. But the maise is done in a passive way. There is a difference between, let's say, the balabais in the first bovin, posha to oni es yodi lifnim, vinosan lisefjodish balabais. So what the balabais? Even if the balabais had his hand open from before, and he didn't open up his hand, he didn't raise his hand deliberately for the purpose of being mikabel, let's say, the handkerchief from the oni. Suppose the balabais just happened to have his hand stretched out like this. For another reason, he didn't, not out of anticipation of the Oni giving him something. He just happened to have his hand stretched out like that. And then the Oni put it in his hand. He would still be able with Lifniver, according to Teisves. Because if Teisves Shita had been that Lifniver is only Shayach in the case where the Balabais deliberately, let's say, opens up his hand to be Mikabil, So then he's able to neither. So then Teisves could give a very simple teretz. Why does the Gemara say Potter u'Muter, there is neither? No, the Mishnah has reference to the case where he didn't deliberately open up his hands, but where the Balabais happened to have his hand open before, and then the Oni just put it in his hand. The answer is, even in such a case, he would be able to neither. That's why Teisves has that kashi. But even in that case, where the Balabais had the hand open, and the Balabais didn't open his, stretch out his hand and open it deliberately, but he opened up his hand for another reason, and then the Oni put it. So the Balabais is still doing an act of siyua. What? It's done passive. When a person is a silent observer and is not even mikabel, then there is no act. There is no maise siyua. Masha'in came in this case, there is a maise siyua. But the maise siyua was done passive. But there is a maise siyua after all. Let's say when a nishe is mikabel get from the husband, so she also does a maise. Her maise is passive. The husband day and what one is not allowed to do Friday. So we should, the Mishnayos of Shabbos should start first with Liyitzah Chayv Machtei, Somach Hasheicho, and Sheon Dei V'Samonim, and then mention. So how is it that here the Rabbein HaKodesh started with a discussion of Itzoyeh that is on Shabbos itself? So he says, V'tireitz, the Itzoyeh Chvivalei, La'agdume Mishim Di Mishne Zu Shmainon Kamedvorim, Itzoyeh V'achnose, the only with the Oshia, with the bin lakire va noche u shnaim sho su pturin ve yode shel odom khshuv le kidal dal dalet ve yode shel odom ein o loike sho sa yoch loike sho sarad van tam forish di dom rahi ve rod la shas li shne skhilo ve khim misakhs ba kame ha shey va be rama ve la ever ve u nokat kisid ra parshe ve khim forish ra ba rabai rabai goin ga vital tskhikh le hede fer kare do nokat shas kisid ra posik ve mi forish am tam di posa be itzi es mishin boile meima lo yeitze a khayot bi machte afol gav le shona am labei. So why doesn't he discuss the meloche of melabei, the bleaching that is mentioned in Klal Gadol? But so for the same reason he could discuss the dinim of melabei, because it's mentioned in the first perek in Eisten Kelim the Keves, and that is before Shabbos. Now, so Teisa says that the Meloche of Itzoye is mentioned in the Posik in Bishalach Al Yeitze Ish Mekemek. Now, in the Gemara in Erevim, there is a Machlekes Tanoi as to whether Trumim is the Reise or Trumim is not the Reise. So the Mandoma who says Trumim is not the Reise, so he said, how about the Mandoma who says Trumim is the Reise, where is Trumim mentioned, in which Pasik? Al Yetzei Ishmen Kemei. That means he shouldn't go Chutz Litrum. And the Mandoma who says that Trumim is Lav the Reise, So what does it do with the Pasik of Al Yetzei Ishmen Kemei? So the Gemara in the Rebbe says that has reference to Itzoy. It doesn't have reference to Trumim. So it appears from that Gemara that whether the Pasik of Al Yetzei Ishmen Kemei has reference, is expressive of a Niser against Itzoy, or it's expressive against the Niser, it's expressive of a Niser against Trumim, of Yetziyah Chutz Litrum, is a Machlokes Tanoim. Now, here Teisa says that Itzoye is expressed in the Posik Val Yetzi Ishmin Kemi of Yetzi Ishmin Kemi. So we have to say that according to Teisves, so even the Mandoma who says Trumim is the Reise, and there is a Chiyuv Malkes for Yetzi Chutz Litrum, it's Litrum, and where is that Chiyuv Malkes? Where is that love mentioned? It's mentioned in the Posik Al Yetzi Ishmi Kemei, but the Posik Al Yetzi Ishmi Kemei also is expressive of Nisar HaTzoyetu. So in other words, it's expressive of two Yisurim. So in other words, Al Yetzi, because the Pshutei Shel Mikro, according to that Mandoma, okay, so the Pshutei Shel Mikro, according to Mandoma, who says that Chumim is the Reise, the Chumim the Reise, so the Pshutish on Mikro of Al Yetzi Ishmin Kemei is that he shouldn't go Chutz Litrum, Al Yetzi Ishmin Kemei. But it's also implicit in that Pasik, Al Yetzi Makli Lilakit Amon. What does that mean? And he said, Itzoye. So Mimele, according to all Tanoim, there is a special love, Ligabe Itzoye. שתיים שנאבה בפנים כן נראה כמו שפורש רשי כאן די מפנים היינו לבלבי יסיים בפנים ובחוץ היינו לאוני יועמד בחוץ שתיים הצויס והכנוס איס שתיים הצויס והכנוס איס זה חיוב שאין דלת הצויס והכנוס איס בטור ובשווי so according to רשי in שבועס ובפנים means ligabi hachnos and bachutz means ligabi itzoy. But here Rashi says no. Bifni means relative to balabais. Machutz means relative to doni. Uvishvu es pirush Rashi bifni ma hachnos es pnim shnayim dechiyuv doni doshia ushnayim diptur. ושניים דיפטור, ובחוץ הניצוי יש חוץ, ונראה, מדיפירש מילה דון ולחוד ומילה דושה לחוד, משמע כי משפירש כאן, ופירש דאוסום להוי לארי ויצוי והכנוס יש יחד. ומי הוא שמו לפי שאוי הצורך להאריך, אם הוא יבוא לפורש יצוי יש לבד, הכנוס לבד, מכל מוקי מנירה לרבי נוחנו. ודיקום הבגמור, את איקנה מדיקטונה יציאס, וכפורש הכנוס לאולטר, ולדייק מדיקטונה בפני. פושט בלבייס הסיודי, תמלרי, המי צורך למיס נטלת דעוני בלבייס וכן ברישווה זה מפורש בגמורה שתיים דעוני בלבייס מה שייך לקריסי שתיים מה ליוני מה ליושה so that's the discussion why does he mention that it's two after all it's the same מצוי ונראה לרי די יצטרך להשמין על משם די צוי עם הלוכי גרוי די מה למצי משוס היוחד לשוס הרבים מה למצי משוס היוחד לשוס היוחד לשוס היוחד ולאגב ולהגמרין על יצוי דוני מבל הבית בייסמון סינס את מלוכי גרוי so ממילא a מלוכי cannot be established on the basis of a resemblance even of a full resemblance not to mention I mean קצת דמיין so in other melochas where it's not in melochas kruye where the person creates something he produces something there is a shinu in the hefze let's say like bishul afi and zireya niteya amin milabin and dosh I mean all the melochas where there is an element of yitzire of producing of creating something so on the basis of a ktsaz dimyen it can become a meloch that is meloche gruye, he doesn't create, he doesn't produce anything. So without an explicit posik, it wouldn't become a meloche. And even if there is an even with the posik, so he would only be chayev what is explicit in the posik. But in order to be chayev for it on the basis of itolode, so it must have existed in the mishnah. So because of that, we the Tanya has to mention two types of itzoye, the itzoye of the oni and the itzoye of the balabais. So we have gambrin and itzoye the oni balabais balabais money. Now, of course, what is the difference? The difference is the itzoye the oni, so consists in taking it from the rishus ayochid into the rishus arabim towards himself, and the itzoye the balabais consists in taking it out into rishus arabim away from himself. ותדעה מלישרח תרי קרוי ביצוי כנפקון בריש הזרק וחל יום מיובי וסברקה מדעיר נפקון כרחים לה שנה ליצי שמקיימי על ייצי ויהוסום פירשת ואין משום למלוכי גרוי וישרח תווי אחד לאוני ואחד לאושה וחיים בכל תלדס דיובס מלוכס לחשינון שיהי במשקון אל אובס בלבד וביטולדס ליצוי בוי שיהי במשקון דתנם בעזרק סונד רציינו לעד המלוכס So, in order to become established as an av, we don't have to resort to a posik. All we have to do is that it should have existed in the mishkan. In order to become oser as a tolode, all that we have to establish is that there is a certain resemblance between a certain type of work and the exact type of work that existed in the mishkan. So even the Telode itself must have existed in Mishkan. Ditnam Vazerik, Steg zu Stroi zu Kineget zu, Hameshit Vazerik Mezule zu Potter. Hoyu Steyem Bidyote Achas, Hazerik Potter, Vameshit Chayev, Shekacho is Avedas Leviim. So in other words, so Ligabi Zerik, so if someone is Zerik, Mishus Ayochit, Mishus Ayochit, Derech Rishus Arabim, so he's Potter. If someone is Eric, Mishus Ayochid, Mishus Ayochid, Derech Rishus Arabim. So he's Potter. If someone is Meshit, Mishus Ayochid, Mishus Ayochid, Derech Rishus Arabim, so then it depends whether it's Bidyuta Achas or it's Bishteit Yutes. What does Bishteit Yutes mean? Let's say, if it's Bidyuta Achas, so in other words, this is, let's say, one Rishus Ayochid. And here is another Rishus HaYochid. Let's say you have a car here. Anything that stands in the Rishus HaRabim and is Kovei Ayud and is Dalet Al Dalet is a Rishus HaYochid. If you have a car, you have any vehicle, an Eglo. So you have a car here, and then you have another car here, and here is the Rishus HaRabim between. And one is Meshit, that's Bidyut Achas. So from this Agole to the other Agole. Someone is standing in this Agole, and another person is standing in this Agole, and he is Meshit Bidyut Achas. So then he's Chayev, Shekachu Yisav Yisalvim. They were Meshit, the Levim was standing in the Agoles, and they were Meshit, the Koshim, from one Agole to the other. So then he's Chayev. But suppose it's Mishtei Dutes, and you will be Meshit across the way, across the width of the Rishus HaRabim. Let's say there is a car here, and then there is a car here. One stands in the car here, which is a Rishus HaYochid, Govei Ayud, Dalet Al Dalet. And then there is a car here, Govei Ayud, Virochev Dalet Al Dalet. And there will be Meshit Echeifetz across the width of the Rishus HaRabim. So there will be Potter. Is there any Svare? There is no Svare. But the reason is why Bidyuta Achas, if it's not across the width of the Rishus HaRabim, if it's across the length of the Rishus HaRabim, is Chayev, because that's the way it took place in the Mishkan. So he had Nagole here, and he had Nagole here, and they were Meshit Kroshi, from one Agole to the other Agole. But they were not Meshit that way. You didn't have the Agoles placed across the width of the Rishus HaRabim, one Agole here, and here is the length of the Rishus HaRabim, and there should be an Agole here. That's not the way it was done. So the two Agoles were stationed along the length of the Rishus HaRabim. So Memele, if one is Meshit, Bidyut Achas is Chayev. If he's Meshit B'shtei Dyutes, is Potter. There is no Svare. So, but that's the way it was in the Mishnah. So that's in regard to Meshit. So Zeirik, Mirshus HaYochid, Lashus HaYochid, Derech Rishus HaRabim, whether it's Derech Dyut Achas or Derech B'shtei Dyutes, is Potter. But Shein Kein Meshit. So midyut achas mishusayochid mishusarabim midyut achas is chayev b'shtei dyutes is potter. We told the tzoyi boyishim mishkin nitnam ba'azirik shteik zu tzoyis zu keneged zu two porches. So if it's keneged zu, in other words, one porch is on one side of the Rishus HaRabim and the other side is on the other side of the Rishus HaRabim. So let's say, and somebody will be zirik, let's say a chayfetz from one porch that is on one side to the porch to that is on the other side. So then it is potter. It doesn't make any difference. Even if it's with you, the achas will be potter. So knegezu hameishit vazirik mizulezu potter. Ho yushteyim with you, the achas. Ho yushteyim with you, the achas. Hazirik potter vameishit chayev. Now you'll ask, if it's with you, the achas, how can it be the Rishus HaRabim? If it's b'shtei dyutes, so it's across the width of the Rishus HaRabim. But if it's b'yut achas, so in other words, here you have the building. So you have one building here and you have one building here. You have one porch coming out. But it's possible. Sometimes the Rishus HaRabim gets off in a tangent, you know. In a tangent. Let's say this table is the Rishus HaRabim. But suppose there is a path of the Rishus HaRabim. It's the Rishus HaRabim is not a straight path. And it goes off in the corner. So in a tangent, it goes off in the corner. And there is a Rishus HaRabim. And then there is one porch here, and then there is one porch here. This is the length of the Rishus HaRabim. But the Rishus HaRabim goes in between the two porches. So if he'll be Meshit from one porch to the other, so he'll be Chayev. Because that way it was in the Mishnah. All right. So, hoy shtem bi yuta achas azirik poter la mishit chayev shekach hoy savin salvim uvrish azirik nam boi azirik dal damis vish zarabim minolom vidochi klash kechune be mishken adi mosi kol dal lam shiz rabim milchazeg mirlo. So in other words, v'chol leilu told it itzoyinu v'lo yovesh sheinovei salmem chos rachas v'gam achnos enam me'amrinon firik b'matenim heim helu kroshim mikarak ala agole afatam al tachlisu mishiz rabim shiz ayochid. But the question is, why do we have to resort to a aloch lemeshi misina ligabe zirik al tamim shiz rabim? After all, it has a resemblance to that which existed in the Mishkan. No, so the Gabi Itzoye, the mere fact that there is a resemblance is not enough. So the same, the exact type of work has to exist in the Mishkan. Vim teima kim de achnose hoyso be mishken matzoich suli kamon bazirik lifushe disvoreu mali afuke mali yule da zirik dal damit mishes rab mashma di av mishkachsel mishken have nichalei aval gav de hosom leke svor. So why does the Gemara say that ligabe achnose, the achnose is also chayev because of the svore mali afuke mali yule? But the Gemara says that achnose existed in the mishken. So why do we have to resort to the svore? V'yesh leima diistrich svore le'achnose de'balabayis le'avim mishkin. De'heim helu kroshim hain achnose de'oni. De'mistome b'karka yoyindim shehu rishus arabi. V'im teima kivn di'i kesvore amai yistri b'mametenin le'meima de'achnose hoiso b'mishkin. So that's now Tesis says the kashe from the other end. So since there is Isvore, so why do we have to resort to the fact that it wasn't a Mishkan? V'yesh leima adi tonelei, aide di boi le misne, heimu yiridu kroshi me'agole, v'yatem al tetziu, af al gav di itzoye nafkelon, mikro behedye, istrich le misne, shehoiso be Mishkan, mishntone bereishe de bebraise, eich hayovin al mocha shayetze behoiso be Mishkan, v'im lohoiso meitze itzoye be Mishkan, ho yisi mechayev v'chol meloches, Hademis l'moche gmure, afal pishel hoyo b'mishkin k'moy b'yitzoy. V'hod ha'as mechod ishab is l'mechaz ha'mishkin rashin l'zachit. So Jesus now is saying at the end that if there is a svore, so then it can become established as it elode without existence in the mishkin. This is what Jesus says here. But Teisves in Azeirik says the reverse. In other words, so according to Teisves Maskoni here, so even Ligabi Meloche Groe, Gabi Itzoye, which is a Meloche Groe, so if Mr. Asvore, so a certain type of Itzoye is mamish the same, like the type of Itzoye that the Torah asserted, like the type of Itzoye that existed in the Mishkan. So Mimele, it's enough to establish it as it is. This is what Teisves says. But Teisves Nazirik has the same kashi. Hachnose minolon daf tzadik vova medeis. Hachnose minolon, so the Gemara says svore il. Male afuke male yule. Vim teima matzorich lai svore. Kidin de haves bimishken. Kidin kom achim elu kroshen la gole. Do bisomuch mashma gab izrike di moisa bimishken avos li shapir. V'yesh leima di bizrike nami ike svore. Mali al di itzoye, mali al di zrike. Di laf svore le av machashvinu li tilode di itzoye. Vi le haves nabi mishkin la av machashvinu la misvore li vinoche koyi. So in other words, there is a machlekes between the two teisves. Between the teisves here that beis and teisves daf tzadik vov amid beis. According to teisves here that beis amid alef. So if there is a svore, if misal a svore is certain type of itzoye, is mamish the same, like the type of itzoye that the Torah asserted in the posik, so we don't have to resort to the fact that it existed in the Mishkan. Even Ligabi Itzoy. Now what does Svore mean? You see, Svore means, now we discussed at the beginning of the shiur in the Mishnah from Tes Meloches, so we discussed the Shittes HaRambam. Now the Shittes HaRambam is that there is Telode and there is Meina. What's the difference between Telode and Meinav? So it's a difference in degree. In other words, Telode is established on the basis of Iktsaz Dimyen, as the Magid Mishneh points it out. Mashein Kein, if there is a Dimyen Gomu, then it's Meinav, then it's not Telode. That's Ligabei Shomeloches. Mashein Kein Ligabei Itzoye, so where it's a Meloche Grue, so Dimyen Iktsaz is certainly not sufficient to establish it as it alone. Dimyeng tzas. Ligabi shom meloches, that anat meloches gues. So even a dimyeng tzas is enough. Let's say when you pour water over your hands and grass. when you pour water over your grass and hand. All right, so it's a dimming tzas. So mimele, so it is enough to be established as a itzoy. According to all Rishenim, it's a dimming tzas. It might even be considered a dimming gom, but l'chola poches a dimming tzas it is. So ligabe miloche of itzoy, which is miloche gruye, a dimming tzas is not sufficient to establish a certain type of work as a tilodi. Masheinkin a dimming gomo, according to Tesis that base, that's svore. What does svore mean? Mali afuke mali yule. So it's not just a slight resemblance, a substantial resemblance. It's a full resemblance. I mean, could you have a more perfect resemblance than the resemblance that exists between Hachnos and Itzoye? What difference does it make? Whether you are Meitzi, Meshes Ayochid, Meshes Rabim, or Meshes Rabim, Meshes Ayochid, what difference does it make? So that's a full resemblance. That's a svore. So according to Tesis, that base, a full resemblance, if it's a dimyin gomo, so then that is enough, even ligabe itzoye, to establish it as a tilod. Mashein kein Tesis in Azeleik, that's a likvov, he holds that on account of the fact that itzoye is a lochik ruye, so even a dimyin gomo is not enough to establish it as a tilod. But it must exist in the Mishkan too. And he supposed it exists in the Mishkan, but there is no Dimyan Gomo, there is only Dimyan Tzas, then it still cannot be established as a Lodi. That's the Shite in Azir. Alright. Shvuyesh Taim Shinam. Biri Shvuyes Miforesh Taim Eichel Oleiche. Dichsi Vehedi. Bikro Lohor Alehiti. Dain Lahabo. Shein Dalet. Ochalti Vlo Yochalti. The Osem Midrashi. Because the Torah spells out only Lohor Alehiti, that's future. But Ochalti Vlo Yochalti past, so that the Torah doesn't spell out. So that we learn out from a pasuk, from a read. V'odul miforesh shindalet ezrik v'le ezrik, v'aveh asye. So in other words, and that is not explicit in the pasuk, because when the Torah explicitly spells out lihora lehetiv, in other words, either he takes a shvuah to do a benefit to himself, let's say lohetiv, that's like heichel, or lo yechel, to do harm to himself. Mashein kein Ezrik v'lo Ezrik, that's a neutral act. It's neither lohora nor lehiti. So why couldn't we say that shvui shtayim eichel v'lo eichel, that is lohora lehiti, plus two more that are neutral acts, neither lohora nor lehiti, Ezrik v'lo Ezrik, v'havah ashi kulik Rabbi Shmuel, so then it could accord with Rabbi Shmuel too. ולהבי צורך לוק מבטרית הנוי, משם נסליס עם פרי גימות, נם בהדיה, שאין דלד, אוכלתי ולאכלתי. ואם תימה, ואמר לכותן שתיים שאין שמנו, איכל ולא איכל, אוכלתי ולא יאכלתי. So it's future and past in acts that are either להורה או להיטי. They're neutral acts, future and past. עזרק לא עזרק, זרק לא עזרקתי, ונראה לכך פירש רשי ברישווס, שנשנה אלו דובה וחילופי ורבי יצרוק תראית דורינו קטה לא אכלתי ולא יאכלתי משום דיפוליק רבי ישמואל ואב רבוס אתווי אבל אזריק ולא אזריק דימדי רבי ישמואל לחוש למסנה ואם תימה וגבי שבס המי קוטונה שתיים שאין דלת וסולוי ליס ננאמה מישית ומביה משוס היוחד לשוס היוחד דרך משוס הרבים דחייה כי דיקום עלי כמון וזיריק משוס היוחד לשוס הרבים Yeshus Rabim, Yeshus Ayochid. So this is Agavuch. Tesis only asks, you know, not a Lomdishe Kashi. I mean, a Balabatishe Kashi. I mean, one of us would probably even be ashamed to ask such a Kashi. But Tesis Agavuch. Tesis mentions a very important shite, which is stolen in Machlekes. So Tesis says a Kashi. Gabi Shabbos Amaykoton Ishtayim. Shein Dalet Visuloi Leis Tename Meishi to Mavil. Mirshus Ayochid Leshus Ayochid Derech Shus Rabim. So Meishit, that's a Mishnah Mefereshes Nazerik. That Meishit, Mirshus Ayochid Leshus Ayochid Derech Shus Rabim, Bidyuta Achas. Let's say if you have one porch here and one porch here, and the length of the Rishus Rabim is this table, but the Rishus Rabim goes in between the two buildings, the two porches, and if he's Meishit from one porch here to a porch here, there are Yuta Achas. So then, Ischayim. So it's a Mishnah Mefereshes. But Tesis also mentions, Umavir Mishus Ayochid Lishus Ayochid Erashus Rabin. The Gemara doesn't say a thing about, there is no Gemara, there is no Mishnah, there is no Braise, there is no Gemara about Mavia Mishus Ayochid, which is Ayochid Derech Yisrael. Now, there is a Gemara Mephoreshes, the Zerik Mishus Ayochid, which is Ayochid Derech Yisrael, is Potter. Is Potter. Unless we say, Plutakim Sheum Chadami, so then he could be Chayim. If he's Zerik Techyut, but if we say kluta lavki mishil chadamye, then it's definitely potter. Even if he's zeirik teichyut. Why? Because the iser of itzoye has reference to what? To meitzi mishus ayochid l'shus arab. That's all. There is a special aloch l'mishi b'sinai. Mavet al adamis b'shus arabim is also chayim. But mishus ayochid l'shus ayochid derech shus arabim heicha teise. But, so you ask the same kashe, how about Meshit, Meshus Ayochid, Meshus Ayochid, Derech Meshus Arabim, Derech Yuta Achas? So in Echadam, so it's a special Gzeres HaKosov, because Shekein Hoysa Avidis Alvi. So it's a special Gzeres HaKosov. So we have a special Gzeres HaKosov, but Meheich HaTeise, Mavir Meshus Ayochid, Meshus Ayochid, Derech Meshus Arabim. In other words, if I'll walk out of my house, and I have many things in my pocket, and then I'll walk through the Rishus Rabbim, I'll keep on walking through the Rishus Rabbim, then I'll finally enter a certain house, and I'll make anoch. So that's Mavir Mishus Ayochid, Rishus Ayochid, Der Rishus Rabbim is Chayev. Why should it be Chayev? After all, the Akira took place in the Rishus Ayochid, and the anoch took place in the Rishus Ayochid. But he just carried in the Rishus Rabbim. So why should it be Chayev? Why should it be Chayev? But Teisve says that he's Chayim. Now, the Rashbo in Erevin says that he's Potter. And where does Teisve discuss that in greater length? That's Teisve in Erevin. Here, just Agavuch, he mentions it. Leis the name Meishit, Umavio Mishayochid, Mishayochid, Rashazram, the Chayev, Kidikom Lekamon, Vizir Mishayochid, Mishazram, Mishazram, Mishayochid, Vyeshleimad, Likotone, Elachnose, Didamye, Ligamre, Loitzoye. שום מישהו שיוחד מישהו שרבים להפוק כמישית ומעביר שום מישהו שיוחד מישהו שיוחד הוא זריק אינם לידם ליצוי שזה בלוחה ביד וזה בזריק זריק but the question is where did Teisves get the mokey for that הלוחה that מעביר מישהו שיוחד מישהו שיוחד דרך מישהו שרבים that is חי now Teisves in Erev דף למד גימול Daflamet Gimel, Lamed Aleph, in the Teisves, it's a big Teisves. Dibra Maschel voiboye maisel oderech olof. We cannot go over the Teisves, but Teisves in the middle, he says, v'nira de lav meshitu, the second big line in the Teisves. Daflamet Gimel, Lamed Aleph, Dibra Maschel voiboye maisel oderech olof. So the second big line, v'nira de lav meshitu, ele mavir es oerev, chochei kchutz l'dal dames, v'chayev afilu zeken egeze. In other words, where is vis-a-vis meshit? So only be Yuta Achas. But b'shtei Yutes, Zekeneged Ze, is Potter, but by Mavir, even b'shtei Yutes is Chayev. Kedise Bazerik, Omer Rebbe Lezer, Hameitzi Maso Lemaila Maso Chayev, Shechei Maso Bnekos, Umikei Makirosei Vanechosei, Hava Rishis Hayochid. Now what does the Mishnah in Azerik say? Does the Mishnah discuss Mavir Rishis Hayochid, Rishis Hayochid, Derech Rishus Rabbim? The Gemara does, the Mishnah doesn't discuss that. We discuss that Mishnah in Klal Gadol. Now, so the Gemara, Omer Rabbi Lezer. The Omer Rabbi Lezer, after Zayin Omer Dalet. The Omer Rabbi Lezer, Hameitzi Maso Lemaylo Maso Rechayev, Shechi Maso Bnikos. So why do we have to resort to Yalfuse from Maso Bnikos? And they carried the Om. And the Om, so of course, so it was carried the Maylo Maso. It had to be carried the Maylo Maso. So we could say, without that Yalfuse from Masav Nikos, I would say that inasmuch is the avir of the Rishus Rabim has a din of Rishus Rabim only up to the height of 10 tvachim, and above 10 tvachim, so he's not, it has a din of a mokim tour. So mele, when you carry a certain object, above 10 tvachim, so in effect you are carrying it not in the Rishus Rabim, you carry it in the mokim tour. So because of that yalfuse, so we say we have to resort to masav nikos. Hameitzi masol lemailo maso chayev shechei masav nikos, and they carried the all, and they carried it lemailo maso. But over there, but Rabbi Lezer has reference to the case when you carry in the Rishus Rabim, daladames, but you carried it in a height above 10 tvachim. So that's a mokim too. So we have that yalfuse, that even though in the height it's a mokim too, but since on the ground it's a Rishus Rabim, so it's chayev. But there, he wasn't mavi Mishus Ayochid, Rishus Ayochid, there Rishus Rabim. He was mavi daladamis Mishus Rabim. And the only reason as to why we have to resort to the yalfuse of Masav Nikos is because it was carried in the Mokim Ptur. So there's the Yalfuse, that even though the height, the place where it was carried, is a Mokim Ptur, but the same Mokim was a Mokim Rishus Rabim. At the bottom, it's a Rishus Rabim. So maybe it's higher. Masha'ink, in the case where one is Mavir, a Chayfetz, Mirshus Ayochid, Rishus Ayochid, there are Rishus Rabim, where the Akira is in Rishus Ayochid, and the Anochi is in Rishus Ayochid. Why should it be Chayiv? Over here, when he's Mavir, when he's Meitzi Maso, the Mailo Maso, so the Akira is in Rishus Rabim, and the Anochi is in Rishus Rabim. But it is carried, in the course of the carrying, it was carried the Mailo Maso. But in the case of Mavir, Mishayochid, there are Rishus Rabim. So the Akira is a Rishus Ayochid, Anochi is a Rishus Ayochid. So in Achaname, the Rashba in Erem is Chilik on Tesvis. And the Rashba Shita is that Mavi or Mishus Ayochid, Rishus Ayochid, Derech Rishus Rabim is only Nisa Rabbanon. Because in order to involve Nisa the Raise, so the either the Akira is in the Rishus Rabim and the Anochi is in Rishus Ayochid, or vice versa. But if both the Akira and the Anochi are both in the Rishus Ayochid, but he carried in the Rishus Rabim, then he's not chay. And the Rambam Shita is also like the Rashba, that Mavi Rishus Ayochid, Rishus Ayochid, Derech Rishus Rabim is Potter. But Teisa Shita, so Teisa Shita here, and that's in line with Teisa Shita, Daf Lamed Gimel, that it is chayev. Now why is it chayev? Because of Rabbi Lezer's memory, Hameitzi Maso L'mayel Maso Chayev. The question is, what shaykhes does it have here? In the case of the memory of Rebbe Lezer, so the Akire was in Mitchilas Dalet, and the Anoche was Liseiv Dalet, Rishus Rabim. But in the middle, it was carried in the Avir, that is a Mokim Ptur. So we have Yalfuse. But Mehira Teise, in the case where the Akire is Rishus Ayochid, the Anoche is Rishus Ayochid, but he carries it in Rishus Rabim, that he should be Chayim. Now, I think that by taking notice of a certain taste is dafches. Now, the Gemara dafches says dafches or medalet. The fifth line from the top. Omar Abaye. Zohar kaveres l'shus Rabbi. Kaveres is a certain kele that is in a cylindrical shape. So it's round. Gveya yud vin rechovovov is chayev. Rechovovov pot. Why? So that has to do with the cheshbon of kol amse beribuy amse trechum shebelachseine. So in other words, if it is rechovovov, so then you can inscribe a square of dalet al dalet in that circle. You can inscribe a square of dalet al dalet, according to the cheshbon of kol amse beribuy amse trechum shebelachseine. So that means that if the kaveres is yutvochim high, tall, and then it's rechovovov, And if it has a diameter of vof tvochim, so then you could inscribe in it a square of dalet al dalet. So memele it has a din of gavei ayud v'rochev dalet al dalet. V'rochev dalet al dalet. So memele he's potter. So why is he potter? So Rashi, so there is a machleki between Rashi and Tezvis. Rashi says rechov vof potter the have a rishus le'atzmo. V'anan mimishkon gam rinon sheo yozer ki machteyem bimlachton ze leze v'lo yozer ki rishuiz v'lo yozer ki rishuiz. So Rashi explains it on the basis that when is there a chiyuv for Zeirik? Only when you are Zeirik a chayfetz. You are Zeirik a chayfetz. Because we learn out from the Mishkan. In the Mishkan there was Rike. What was the Zeirik? Machtin. Machtin is a chayfetz. But a kaveres that is Govei Ayud and Roche Vov, so that's a Rishus Ayochit. It's not a mere chayfetz. It's a Rishus. A kaveres is like a car. Like a bus, like a train. It's a reshus b'fnei atzme. Ikaveres et is govei ayud v'rochev dalet. There is no chiyu for zeirik of reshus. There is only a chiyu of zeirik for chafotzim. Not for reshus. Not for reshus. This is Rashi Shiti. This is Rashi Shiti. So then he says, that is Yishenim says, v'lo inire de ashkechan mi esho yimitzin reshus, ki in orin mizbeichis. So the Levim carried the Orin was Gavei Ayud, V'rochev the Mizbeach, the Orin was Gavei Ayud, V'rochev Dalet, much more than that. So, and that exists in the Mishkan. All right, but the answer is, Rashi doesn't mention it Ligabe Meitzi. Rashi mentions it Ligabe Zerik. So, there was no Zrike of Rishuiz in the Mishkan. This is Rashi's pshat as to why Rechov HaShisha Potter. But then you see in the Teisves, Rechov HaShisha Potter, Pirish, Shakaveres Atzmo, Rechov HaShisha Potter, the second Dibur HaMasru, Rechov HaShisha Potter, Shakaveres Atzmo Natsis Rishus HaYochid, Kishitonuach, V'have Kizirik Mishus HaYochid, L'Shus HaYochid, Derech Rishus HaRabim, Dipota, Kidikom Alil, Pilo Yaliv Zirik Mimeshi, V'afil Rabbe Kivet Omakut, Kimishim Chodami, Hoche Potter, Dicholmo Keim, Shiu Menachas, Choshev Rishus HaYochid. So Tesis explains it on a different basis altogether. And there is a very big chiddush in Tesis. Whereas Rashi explains it on the basis of Zrikas Rishuis, and there is a special aloche, that one is not chayev for Zerik Rishus, only Zerik Chafotzim. So according to Tesis, there is no such aloche. But Tesis says, if you throw a kaveres, that is a Rishus Ayochit, so that's like throwing a car, suppose you are very strong, and you can pick up a car and just throw it. Mitchilas dalet, lisev dalet, lisev dalet. Erish ayochi. So then the hanoche is not in the rishus arabi. Then the hanoche is not in the rishus arabi. The hanoche is in rishus ayochi. Because now let's say when you make a hanoche in this room, in this building. So where is the hanoche? In the Rishus HaYochid, you wouldn't say that Anoche is in the Rishus HaRabim, but after all, the whole building stands in the Rishus HaRabim. So why shouldn't we say that Anoche, when you put something on the floor here, that in effect, you are making the Anoche on the Rishus HaRabim? Because after all, that floor is part of that building. And where is that building built? In the Rishus HaRabim. So it should be considered as Anoche and Rishus HaRabim. Let's forget the fact, I mean, that there are no Shishim Ribe, you know, passing on this ground. But suppose it had all the you know, the prerequisites of a Rishus HaRabim. So you still wouldn't say that the Anoche is in the Rishus HaRabim. But why not? After all, it's the whole building stands under Rishus HaRabim. The answer is, since this is a Rishus HaYochid, since this is a Rishus HaYochid, so Mimele, the Hanoche is in its own Rishus, not in the Rishus in which this Rishus stands. So even though the building is built and it stands on the grounds of the Rishus HaRabim, let's say that there is Shishim Ribe and everything. There is Shishim Ribe and everything. And let's say there are no Mechitzes here on these grounds. So it's still, the Hanoche would still be in the Rishus HaYochid. Even though even though it stands on the ground of the Rishus HaRabim, there are no mechitzes, there are no fences? The answer is no. When you make a anoche in the Rishus HaYochid, so then even though the Rishus HaYochid itself rests on the ground of the Rishus HaRabim, but the anoche is considered al pedin to take place in its own Rishus, not in the Rishus in which the Rishus rests. So even though the whole building, the whole Rishus HaYochid, stands on the ground of the Rishus HaRabim, but the chayfes that rests in the Rishus HaYochid is considered to be resting in its own Rishus, not on the ground of the Rishus on which the Rishus HaYochid stands. So does it make a difference whether it's built in, it's mechuber lekarke, or it's tolush? So even a kaveres is like a car, it's a small car, it's govei ayud virochev dalet, so it's a Rishus HaYochid. So then when you throw, let's say, if you will throw, let's say you'll pick up a bus and you'll pick it up and then you'll throw it mitchilas dalet l'seiv dalet, and it will, you'll make it stand at the l'seiv dalet. So what will you say? Rashi will say, well, where is the anoche of the bus? In the Rishus HaRabim. You picked up a bus from the Rishus HaRabim, so you are Eker from the Rishus HaRabim, you are Eker the bus from the Rishus HaRabim, and you are Maniachet from the Rishus HaRabim. Teisves will say no, because the bus, while it's standing in the street, it's Munach not in the Rishus HaRabim, it's Munach in its own bus. Just as a building, when it's built on the grounds, so it's not considered to be Munach in the Rishus HaRabim. One second. It's considered to be munach in its own rishus. So a any rishus ayochid that is gavei ayud v'rochev dalet is considered to be munach in its own rishus. So this is how Tesis explains shakaveres atzmo nasis rishus ayochid gishichto nuach v'have kizirik rishus ayochid derech rishus arabim dipot derech rishus arabim dipot. Now when the Gemara says Hameitzi Maso V'maimo Maso Rechayev Shechemaso B'nei Kohos Shechemaso B'nei Kohos. What is it? So when the Bnei Kehos, so when one is making Maso L'maylo Maso, so that's right, he has a big valise on his shoulder. And when he made Akire, so then he was the Akira's Gufei, so it was Akira's Reifes. And when he stopped, he made Anochas Gufei, so there's Anochas Reifes. So it's just as if a person would pick up the matzah, mitchilas dalet from the ground of the Rishus HaRabim, let's say, so, and then he would put it at the end of Dalet Amis. So then he's chayev. Why is he chayev? Shechimas of Nikos. What did Nikos do? They carried it, mitchilas dalet, we say dalet. They carried it, mitchilas dalet, dalet. But when the Nikos carried, then the organ and the Mizbeach mitchilas dalet l'seiv dalet, so when they were Eker, the organ or the Mizbeach, whether they were Eker from the ground or they were Eker because the Mizbeach, the organ was on their shoulders, it doesn't make any difference, because Akira's Kufik, Akira's Reifes, it doesn't make any difference. So it's the same thing. So Mimele, when they were standing, so then the organ and the Mizbeach, which was the way I used the Rochev Dalet al Dalet, where was it Munach? Not in the Rishus HaRabim. It was Munach in its own Rishus. A Rishus HaYochid, when a bus stands, when it's parked in the Rishus HaRabim, it's not considered to be Munach in the Rishus HaRabim. All right, the policeman will give you a ticket because he doesn't know this halacha. But Al-Fidin is considered to be Munach in its own Rishus. It's parked in its own Rishus. One second. It's parked in its own Rishus. So when the naked horse carried the oil and the mizbeach, which is goveya yud v'rochev dalet, mitzchilas dalet v'seif dalet, so in effect, he was eaten from the Rishis Hayochi, because when the oil was standing, or the mizbeach was standing in the Rishis Rabin, it was effect noch in its own Rishis, not the Rishis Rabin. And even if he had it on his shoulders, even if it costed on his shoulders, so Akira's Gufe, Akira's Chavetz Domen, what the plot will see when it reaches the Gemara. So it means, as some of the things followed out, that when a person has, let's say, a ring on his shoulders, and he stands here, on the street, so the Anoche of the valise is considered to be here, the Raglo, not here on the shoulders. So it doesn't make any difference whether they were rigid from the ground, or they made it Akira's Gufe. Because Akira's Gufe, Akira's Chavetz Domen. So that means when the horse was standing there, so the Mizbeach was noch on the ground. And since it's a Rishis Hayochid, so it was noch in its own Rishus. Then when he carried it, and then finally he put it down, or even when he stopped, Hanochas Gufik, Hanochas Chavetz, it's also considered as if he put it down. So again it became noch in its own Rishus. So the Akira is in Rishis Hayochid, and the Anoche is in Rishis Hayochid. And that's the way it was in the Mishkan. By Masob Nikos. So Memeir Yishayev. So this is the Alfuse, the Teisve says. Now, this is, so we have Teisve Shite, in Erev and Daf Lamed Gimel, that Mavir Mishus Hayochid, Rishis Hayochid, there Rishis Rabbi Yishayev, because of especially Alfuse Shechim Masob Nikos. Because over there, even though it was Mitchilas dalet v'seif dalet. So al-Bedin, according to this shita, is considered that Mishus Hayochid. So according, so baby Yute Achas, baby state Yutes, he is Chayev. But according to Teitzve, he is Chayev even if he is not Mavir dalet ames Rishis Rabin. He doesn't have to be Mavir because it's especially al-Fusre of Masov Nikos. So suppose he will be Mavir less than dalet ames in the Rishis Rabin. But Mishus Hayochid, let's say here's a Rishis Hayochid, here is a Rishis Hayochid, and then here is a Rishis Rabin, the table is a Rishis Rabin, and he walked in the Rishis Rabin just 3 ames, not all ames, and then he crossed the Rishis Rabin, and then he entered the other Rishis Hayochid, that is on the other side of the Rishis Rabin. He'll also be higher because it's a special alfusi of Shechei Masav Nikos. The Teisves, I mean the Rambam and the Rashbo, they are both chilek. And they say that not only if he wasn't Mavad Aladames, but even if he was Mavad Aladames, since the Akira and the Anoche both took place on Rishis Hayochid, so he spot. There's the sheet of the Rashbo and the Rambam. Then the Meiri, he has his own sheet. He says that Mavir Mishus Hayochid, Rishis Hayochid, Derech Rishis Rabi, Mishayev, if he carried it, Daladames in Rishis Rabi. But if he didn't carry it, Daladames in Rishis Rabi, if he didn't carry it, Daladames Mishus Rabin, so then he's spot. So the Miri Shite cannot be explained on the basis of the Alfuse of Shechim Masav Nikos. Because if it's on the basis of the Alfuse of Masav Nikos, so why Dafke Daladames? Why Dafke Daladames? It doesn't make any difference. Even if it's less than Daladames. So the Miri Shite is not like Teisves, that whenever a Rishus Hayochid is noch in the Rishus Rabin, so it's noch in its own Rishus. But the Shite of the Miri is that insofar as the chiyuv, there is aloch lemeshe misinai, that mavid al adames b'shus harabim mischayev, that mavid al adames b'shus harabim mischayev, so mimele, it's not necessary that the akira and the hanoche be in the rishus harabim. The aloche is that mavir b'shus hayochid, that mavid al adames b'shus harabim mischayev. So, but there has to be an Akira and Anoche. So it doesn't make any difference where the Akira and Anoche take place. Whether the Akira takes place in Rishis Hayochid, Anoche, Rishis Rabin, or both the Akira and the Anoche take place in Rishis Hayochid. In Rishis Hayochid. So it doesn't, as long as there is Havore, Mirshus Lashus, as there is Havore, Mirshus Lashus, so is Chai. So we have these three shittas. All right. Stays first, that base on the dollar.
Now, all the tasters and all these on the base happen to be tasters, you know, without any chidushim in dinner. I mean, just, I mean, what you call in Ashom Aram tasters. But to go over it, Yediyas Atume, Shtaim Shin Arba. Vin Tema Vamai Likotone Halomis, Shtaim Shin Dalet. Why does the Mishnah use the Loshin Yediyas Atumo? Let it use the Loshin Helem Tumo. Helem Tumo. Halomis Shtaim Shin Dalet. I mean, instead of Yediyas Atumo, Halomis Tumo. Halomis Tumo, Shtaim Shin Dalet. Now, the aloche gabei tumas midrash kadosho, when someone that is tomei it's kedesh or enters the bisam dazore, or so the aloche is there is something peculiar to tumas midrash kadosho, and that is that whereas in kol haterekule in ol chiyuvi kol there is only a requirement, a prerequisite of yediyah bisof, but not yediyah bitchilo. Yediyah Bisof is a general requirement in all kol. When if there is no Yediyah Bisof, so then it's not only if he doesn't have Yediyah that, let's say, he was Mechal Shabbos B'Sheikh. So Memeila B'Mtzias, he will not bring a kol because he doesn't know. But he's not Mechuyah. In other words, the Yediyah becoming aware of the Avera B'Sheikh is an essential ingredient in the Chiyuv Chatos. It's Mechayev the Chatos. So that's a general requirement in all kabbalists. But by Tumas Midrash V'Kadosho, there is a unique requirement. There has to be a Yediyah B'Tchil also. In other words, if someone, let's say, became Tomei, if someone became Tomei, and he didn't know at first, and he found out about it, so, and then he forgot that he became Tommy. He doesn't have to not to know it at first. Even if, let's say, he becomes Tommy and he finds out the very outset, but then he forgot that he became Tommy, and he was he entered the Bisamigdosh or he ate Kadesh, and then he reminded himself again that he was Tomei. So then he is Chayim. In other words, only if there is a Yediyah B'Tchil and Yediyah B'Sof. So the Gemara in Shavuos is the Kasha there. Now we say Yediyah Satume Shtayim Sheidalet. And we also say that Shavuos Shtayim Sheidalet. So how does it, with whose Shita does it accord? Does it accord with the Shita of Rabbi Shmuel, or the Mishnah in Shavuos accord with the Shita of Rabbi Akiva? Because in regard to Shavuos, there is a machlekes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, as to whether there is a chiyuv of korm, there is a chiyuv of korm Shavuos for as to whether there is a chiyuv of korm Shavuos for a Shavuos of Ovar, of a chalti lo yachalti. Because the Torah says lo ara lehiti, that is reference to Shavuos of Osit, like eichel lo eichel. The Torah doesn't spell out Ochalti lechalti, but Rabbi Akiva learns out. Is marbe ochalti lechalti also is chayv korb. But Rabbi Shmuel is chelik. Rabbi Shmuel holds when is the chayv korb only if someone takes a shvuy eichel and he doesn't eat, or he takes a shvuy lo eichel and he does it. And bishegik is even the shvuy. Shvuy avosit. So then he's mochiv korb. But if one is nishba lashekia, he swears ochalti when the truth is he didn't eat, or he swears lo yachalti when the truth is he did eat, there is no korb. But malkes there is. Malkes there is. Whether there is malkes, mitzad lo yisisa shem lakiach lo yishof for a shvuy of ovar lachalt lachalti, according to one doma, and according to another mandoma. So there is malkes for the sivish minashokya, we pass like a mandoma, that there is malkes for the sivish minashokya, but there is malkes. But as far as korbim is concerned, there is a machleki between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. So only according to Rabbi Akiva there is a chiyuv korbim for a chalti lachalti, but not according to Rabbi Shmuel. That's a machlekes in regard to Shavuos between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. Then there is a machlekes between the Rabbonon and Rabbi Akiva in regard to Yediyah Satumi. So the Rabbanon of Rabbi Akiva hold, the Rabbanon of Rabbi Akiva hold that that Yidi is satume, so that there is a chiyuv of kol meila v'yireid, even if the helem was of a helem migdosh, not or helem kedesh, not helem tum. Suppose he was fully cognizant all the time that he was a tum, but he didn't know that this was the Azore. He thought that wasn't the Azore. He didn't know that this Chticha was Psa-Kedesh. He thought it was Psa-Chum. So the Rabbanon and Rabbi Shmuel, they hold that there is a Chiyuv, Korb, and Rabbi Akiva holds, no, when is the Chiyuv Korb, Melev Yerei? Only when the Helem was Helem Tume. Not if the Helem was Helem Migdo Shokish. Alright, so the Gemara Sekashe in Shu'es, here the same Mishnah says, Yediyas Atume Shtayim Shin Dalet and Shvuyas Shtayim Shin Dalet. So we assume that one Tane says the whole Mishnah. The one Tane says one Mishnah. So the question is, whose view does this Mishnah represent? So, Mimonevshach, if you say that it represents the view of Rabbi Akiva, so we can understand one brother of the Mishnah of Shvuyas, because Rabbi Akiva holds that there is a chiyuv kom milviyere, that there is a chiyuv of kom shvue, there is a chiyuv of kom shvue for shvue of avar also. So we can understand the bove that says shvue shtayim shein dalet, shtayim eichel leichel, osid shein dalet, two additional ones, or chaldim lo yachaldim. But then the question arises, if the more the Shmaitze of that Mishnah in Shavuos is Rabbi Akiva, so how can the Mishnah say Yediyas Atume Shtayim Shein Arba? How do we get a Cheshb Shtayim Shein Arba? So we get because of Helem Tumen and the Helem Migdosh and Helem Kedesh. But according to Rabbi Akiva, there is no Kol Melev Yered in the case of Helem Migdosh and Helem Kedesh. So you don't have Shtayim Shein Arba, you only have Shtayim. So what are you going to say? That the Mishnah represents the view of Rabbi Shmuel. So then we understand the Bove of Yediyas Atume Shtayim Shein Arba. But because Rabbi Shmuel holds that there is a chiyuv of Kol Melev Yered, even the case of Helem Migdosh Helem Kedesh, not only in the case of Helem Tume. But then the Shvuyas Shtayim Shein Arba is difficult. Because according to Rabbi Shmuel, there is a chiyuv Kol Shvuyas only for Shvuyas Vosit, for Eichel Leichel, not for Chal Leichel. So the Gemara mentions two terutz. So the Gemara at first, the Gemara mentions two terutz. One teretz is that the Mishnah accords with Rabbi Akiva. The Mishnah accords with Rabbi Akiva. So we understand the bove of Shvuyas Shtayim Shein Arba. But then you ask, so how about Yediyas Atume Shtayim Shein Arba? According to Rabbi Akiva, there is no chiyuv kom, so we only have shtayim. So tone chiyuv ve'uptur. So then the Gemara refutes that teretz because dum yedini goyim katan. I'm mentioning that because in connection with some other tesis here, dum yedini goyim katan, dum yedini goyim katan, and that there is no uptur. So then the Gemara gives the other teretz that the Mishnah accords with the view of Rabbi Shmuel. So then the Bove of Yediyas Atume Shtayim Shein Arba, you understand? Because according to Rabbi Shmuel, there is a Kol Melev Yered, even the case of Helem Migdosh Helem Kedesh. But then you ask, so how can we explain Shvuyas Shtayim Shein Arba? According to Rabbi Shmuel, there is a Chiyuv Kol Shvuyas only for Eichel Leichel, not for Chalti Lechalti. So the answer is, there is no Chiyuv Kol, but there is a Chiyuv Malkes. The Mishnah doesn't say Shvuyas Shtayim Shein Arba, there is a Chiyuv Kol in four cases. So in other words, there is a chiyuv. So it has reference to Malkus. This is the Gemara. All right, now. Vim tema. Alamai lekotone halom eshtayim shein dalet. Helem tume vochel kedesh. Oy nichlas lemidosh. Shein dalet. Helem kedesh ve lemidosh. Vavos eshapir lemotzel lemifrach. Hanetam neaven kideporach ideas. Because then the Gemara in Shvuyas says another kasha there. Since by kom melevieret, there is a requirement. By Tumas Migdosh Kadoshim, there is a requirement of Yediyah B'Tchil Yediyah B'Sof. So then we should say Yediyah Satumo, Yediyah Satumo. So Shehein. So we should say not Shein Dalet, but Shein Shmeino. Shein Shmeino because we have two Yediyahs for
Helem Tumo v'nichnas l'migdosh, two yediyas for Helem Tumo v'ochel kedesh, so it's four yediyas, and then two yediyas for Helem Kedesh, and then so it's six yediyas, and then two yediyas for Helem Migdosh, and yediyas Tumo. So then, I mean, when there was yediyah all the time of Tumo, so but yediyah b'tchilo b'sof of Helem Migdosh, so it's eight yediyas. So why do they say Shein Dalet? So we should say Shein Shmeino. So Teisva says the Kashe. Why doesn't the Tan of the Mishnah use the Loshna Lomeis? Shtaim Shein Dalet. So then we couldn't ask that the Mishnah should say Shein Shmeino. If we use the expression Yediyes, and there are two Yediyes prerequisites, so then we can ask Shein Shmeino. But if we say Halomeis, so then there wouldn't be any Kashe. Whoever was a Shab. So what the Gemara says, when the Gemara has the kasha, why doesn't the Mishnah say Shein Shmeino? Yediyas atumo Shein Shmeino, Shein Shmeino. Two yediyas for Helem Tume of Tume and Nichnas L'Migdosh and so on. So the Gemara gives the Torutzim. One Teretz is that when the Mishnah counts the Yediyas, the Mishnah counts only the Yediyas Kamais, the Yediyas B'Tchilo, which is something peculiar to Tumas Migdosh B'Kadoshah. Masha'in came the Yediyas B'Sfaisi, which is a general principle. It applies to all Kabbalahs, the Mishnah doesn't count. And the other Teretz is just the reverse, that the Mishnah counts only the Yediyas Basraise, that is common to all Kabbalists, but the Yediyas Kamaise, B'tchilo, that is peculiar to Masmir Kadosh of the Mishnah, doesn't count. So the Yediyas says, Yesh Lema, no, Yediyas Gifor Shosom, Yediyas Kamaise, Lesnai Bechlati, Rekule Kochoshim, Basraise, Lesnai Bechlati, Rekule Kochoshim, Inam Yediyas Basraise, Maise, Lekom Kochoshim, Ulahil Lishne, the Yediyas Kamaise, Kochoshim, Lushayach, Lemisne, Gavishwiz, Vishabes, Yediyah Shavuos, Yediyah Shabbos. Now the question is, how is it that the Mishnah uses the Loshen Yediyah L'gabi Tumei? Why doesn't the Mishnah use the Loshen Yediyah L'gabi Shabbos also? Yediyah Shabbos, after all, in order to be Mechuyah V'Korban, you have to become cognizant of the fact that you are Mechal Shabbos. So why doesn't the Mishnah use the Loshen Yediyah Shabbos Taim Shin Arba? So he says, "Vahil ishne yediyas kamaisi kochoshiv l'shayach l'mistik gabi shvuyes v'shabes yediyas shvuyes v'yediyas shabes." Because gabi shabes and shvuyes, there is no requirement of yediyas kamaisi. This is a peculiarity of Tumas Migdosh B'Kadosh ulid l'chlash lishne. And the second teretz of the Gemara, that the Tana of the Mishne counts only the yediyas basraise, that is a general prerequisite. So then the question arises, why doesn't it mention in connection with Shavuos, in connection with Shabbos, also Yediyah Shtayim Shin Arba, Yediyah Shabbos Shtayim Shin Arba? So he says, "Ulidach lishne nami likoma Yediyas basraise, demaisa likom choshib, loitone bi Yediyas, chivin dechilik Shtayim Shin Arba, mishkachas bi Yisurei Gufi. Abo, gabitume achiluk Shtayim Shin Arba, in ibole machmasa Yediyah?" Because where is the, you know, so of Shtayim Shin Arba relevant ligabe, so the gabitume. So he says, because the Yediyas is only relevant, Gabi Shabbos, the Yediyas is only relevant in connection with Shegik. But in connection with Mezi, Yediyas is not relevant at all. But the halacha of Yitzias HaShabbos Shtayim Shin Arba has relevance to Mezid as well, not only Shegik. So that's the reason as to why the Mishnah doesn't use the Loshen Yediyas Shabbos Shtayim Shin Arba, because then it would apply only to a Melech HaShabbos B'Shegik. Now when the Mishnah says Yitzias Shabbos Shtayim Shin Arba, so it doesn't deal only with Melech HaShabbos B'Shegik. It deals with Melech HaShabbos B'Shegik, Melech HaShabbos B'Mezid. So it's Shtayim Shin Arba. So Masha'im came Ligabi Tume. So the whole deen is in respect to Kov Melech Yerei. So and that B'Shegik only. So then, so Yediyah has relevant only to Shegik, And there it's shayach to say yediyas b'sheikin the din of shtayim shin arba by Shabbos or shtayim shin arba by Shavuos. So that is relevant to Meizi too. And by Meizi there is no union of real yediyah. Al gabe tum achil the shtayim shin arba in avor machidi. Maris nigoi shnayim shein dalet. So in other words, there is seisu b'heres, but sapachas. So something that is tefila. So there is a tolde to seis, and there is a tolde to b'heres. So b'heres, the mar of b'heres is white as snow. So then the tolde, which is a derisa the tolde. So you see the hecha, and seis means white, like wool. Several of them were white wool. So what is the tolde? The white of an egg. So maris nigoyim shtayim shein arba. Berif svorim boris. Shnayim shein dal. Vechei bishilam mizbeach mikadosh. Berif svorim boris maris nigoyim. Reddei seim ershleishim vishishu. Akavim mhalim ershivim ushnayim. Now, so why do we say maris? So that's just the meaning of din. Dimi marim amaris kwe machne machnes. Vechei chadichsi vato yisil shne machnes. Ochaname Shapi, Ochaname Kutone Shapi, Amar Shnai. The Afal Gav, the Hosom Hoshif Kulahai, Vochel Hoshif, Alabesh in Dalit. So what is it? In Svochim, the price mentions, I mean, it's not only the price in Svochim, it's in Mishnah Nigoy. So mentions Shleshi Vishisho, Nakavim Mahalim, Shivu Mishnai. So not that there is a stir, there is a Machlekes Anoim. But it's a matter of classification, you see. What one counts. So the answer is, we only count when we say maris nigoyim shnayim shin dalet. So we only count the basic maris. What are the basic maris? Seis ubaheres, and zapachas, and then zapachas. But then the other halo, say, so that means seis ubaheres and zapachas in the skin of a human being. But there are other nigoyim. There is nigibotim, and there is nigisar, and there is nigibgodim, and then there is and in nigoyim there is aloche of ptuchim. Ptuchim means, the Mishnah in the first period of nigoyim discusses ptuchim. Ptuchim means itaruves. When, let's say, because the basic maras of nigoyim are white, either white as snow, or white as white wool, but then there is also a mar nigoyim that is a mixture of white and red. That's called ptuchi, miure. So in other words, so if we count up all the nigoyim, not only the basic nigoyim in eira boso of another, but all the nigoyim in eira boso of Adam, and also in godim and in batim, and ptuche, that means the mixture of a maralovman and marodim, all kinds of mixtures. So then if we count them all up, so Akavim Mahal says we have 72. Tzvafal gav dehosom choshiv kulahai vochel lechoshiv ala beishin dalet hosom choshiv psichim, that means a mixture of a maralovman and a marodim. V'niyodom, v'reish, v'zokim, v'nigibatim. So there are all kinds of nigoyim in batim too. So altogether, so we have many more than four. V'horchal choshival livonis, and livone only white nigoyim, and white nigoyim only in the skin of a human being, not nigoyim in godim, and nigoyim in zokim, and nigoyim in batim. All right. Alright. Hosom the lavika shabes of a stone till God is loiton. Vim tema gobi maris nigoi in tone of his with all this in forest bishwes. Shein arba. Says vitel adite baheres. It says vitel adite baheres vitel adite. Afogav the hosom lavika nigoim. So vieshleima. So the question is, why does the Mishnah in Shavuos mention that the lodes of Negoyim, that's not the union of Negoyim? So Vyeshleima the Loidome, the Telodes, the Negoyim, Ksive, the Telodes, the Shabbos, Loi Ksive. When we say the Tanit doesn't count the lodes, so why not the lodes? because tilodeis are not spelled out by the Torah. Even the tilodeis of Itzoye, for which we have Gzeras HaKosuf, Gzeras HaKosuf consists in Melechas HaMishkon, but it's not spelled out explicitly in the Torah. Masheinkei, the tilodeis of Nivoyim, so the Torah says, Sei sui bahere sui sapachas. And what does sapachas mean? Something, as sapachas, the literal meaning of sapachas means a pertinent. I mean something that is tofu, something that resembles the Seis of Baharis. So the Telode is spelled out explicitly by the Torah. So why shouldn't he mention it? Vodum ye de Maris Nigoyim Katam. Hodi noket. Maris Nigoyim Tvei Mishwes Vietiyes. So why does he say, why does Gemara say, Vodum ye de Maris Nigoyim Katone? Why doesn't Gemara say vodumye dishwes ditzkolu lechiyuve? Mishum dine gufaya lo yadino dehavalei kolu lechiyuve. Elo mishum didumye dimaras nigoyim kotone dibikulei keplukte ba maras nigoyim. Because as I mentioned, that Gemara, when the Gemara has the kashe, whose view does the Mishnah in Shwes represent? It cannot represent the view of Rabbi Akiva in all the Boves, nor the view of Rabbi Shmuel. Because if it represents the view of Rabbi Akiva, so we understand the Bove of Shwes. But we do not understand the Bove of Tume, because according to Rabbi Akiva, there is no Chiyuv Kol. And if it accords with the view of Rabbi Shmuel, so we understand the Bove of Tume. Because Rabbi Shmuel Shite is that there is a chiyuv kol milaviyeret even for Elam Kedesh and Elam Mikdosh. But then we don't understand the bove of Shwe, because there is no kol according to Rabbi Shmuel for Achalti v'Leachalti. So at first the Gemara gave it teretz that it accords with the view of Rabbi Akiva. But then you ask, if it accords with the view of Rabbi Akiva, how can we explain the bove of Yediyas Atume Shtayim Shen Arba? Because how do we have Arba? Only if we count the Helem Migdosh and Helem Kedesh as well. But according to Rabbi Akiva, so there is no Chiyuv Kol Milaviyeret for Helem Migdosh Helem Kedesh, only for Helem Tume. So the Gemara at first said no. So Tone Chiyuv Uptur. Two, there is no Chiyuv Kol, but at least Rabbanon there is. Is Aptura, I mean, there is an Issa. I mean, there is an Issa, not an Issa Rabbanon, there is an Issa. Chiyuv Uptira, it's not a, there is, of course, an Issa Deraise, but I mean, Tone Chiyuv Uptira. So then the Gemara refutes that. Vodumye de Tumas Nigoyim Kotone. Mahosom Chiyuve. So, Mahosom Kulon Chiyuve. Avochename Kulon Chiyuve. So how can you say that the Mishnah in Shavuos represents the view of Rabbi Akiva, but it's Tone Chiyuv Uptura. So we see from that how do we know that the Mishnah over there deals only with Chiyuv and not with Ptura? Only because of Maras Negoyim. That's why the Gemara here asks of Maras Negoyim. Elo mishmdinu gufua fayu yadim und davle kol khiyuv mishdum yim maras goyim ketan bkhuli ke tut ba maras goyim hozum la vika shabesu khiyuv tune ptur lo itone we have it so khlima mishm la vika shabesu elo mishmdum yim maras goyim ketone davle kol khiyuv elo mishm so khlishnu yo khadi ka shabes tone khiyuv pture kom saim name hozum la vika shabesu vi gam mak shelo hiksho de leis no hozum jo chim de yoda de dumi de maras goyim ketone elo poyo de leis no khesh taim shin dalet visu. Now, the next Teisves does not have to be Nimchet. So as the Maram points out, it only, this Teisves had another Girse in the Rashi here. And as a matter of fact, in parentheses here, it says, Svorim Achirim Shaloni. So that's so this is the Girse that Teisves had in Rashi. So that's why Teisves says here, Rashi Lepirashkan Lefishitose, Shebisomuch. If Teisves said, because Teisves said a girse of Svorim Achirim Shaloni, that is mentioned parenthesis, but if Teisves had the girse that we have now text, not the Svorim Achirim, So then, Tesis wouldn't say that Rashi does not explain here the Gemara according to his own Shite. Because according to the text that we have Rashi, Rashi is Lishitose. Now, so what did he say? Yitzir doni balabayis lechiyuf, yitzir shtayin shal ptur, shtey akira shal yitzoy, ki im poshat balabayis, yodei mleyo lechutz, So then, now so far the Gemara assumed that the Mishnah deals only with Yitzoyes, not with Achnosis. So it deals with the Yitzoyes of the Raises and Yitzoyes, the Drabonons. And what kind of Drabonons? It deals, according to Rashi, only Isure Dos Lichiyuf Chatos. According to Rashi, it means Akiras. So, and since at this stage, the Gemara assumed that the Mishnah discusses only Yitzoyes, not Achnosis, so it has to be Akiras of Yitzoyes, not Akiras of Achnosis. So whose Akiras is it? So Tesis says, according to Rashi Shite, the two Akiras of Yitzoyes, so it's Akiras the Balabais. Now Rashi says that, because Rashi says like this, Shtei Akiras of Yitzoyes, ki nimposhet Balabais, yodom leo lechutz. So he stretches out his hand, so that then he makes an Akira. So that's an akira of the balabayis of itzoy. Choshtan mastisn. Uchigein poshato oni yode rikonis lichni vinosam balabayis liseicho. Haripto sheini shal itzoy. Pto sheini shal itzoy. So what does it mean? Poshato oni yode rikonis lichni vinosam balabayis liseicho. So he stretched out the oni. Stretch out. Lichni is stretched out. An empty hand. And then the balabayis. The Balabais puts an object in the empty hand of the Oni, so what did the Balabais do at that time? And then the Oni pulled it back. But when the Balabais put the object in the Oni's empty hand, in effect, what did he do? He made the Akira. And then it was pulled back, so what kind of Akira did it turn out to be? An Akira of Itzoy. So Rashi does point out that the Shtayim Diptur have reference to the two Akiras of the Balabais. So why does Teisa say Rashi Pirish Kalavishita? Say the answer is that Teisa said the same Girsa that is mentioned for Achirim Shaloni. So in other words, where is according to our Girsa? So when Rashi says Uchigein Poshatoni Roy Yodir Rikonis Lifnim Vinosim Balabais Liseicho Haripur Sheni Shalitzoye. So what does it mean, the Ptur Sheni Shel Yitzoye? Not the Maisa Aveira, the Isa Rabbonon, that the Oni did when he stretched out an empty hand, and then the Balabais put it, and then the Oni pulled it back. So when the Oni pulls it back, it's not Akira on the part of the Oni. Then it's Chilof Rishuyes. So that would be in line with the Shita of the Rivah. So, but what does Rashi mean? Rashi means the vinosam balabayis liseicho, vinosam poshatoni yoderikonis lifnim, vinosam balabayis liseicho. So it means the avera the rabbonon done by the balabayis when he puts the object in the empty hand of the oni. So that's an akira. This is what Rashi means. But he says svarim achirim shaloni. So that means in other svarim Rashi is saying uchigim poshatoni yoderikonis lifnim. And then the Oni pulls it back. So the second Isa the Osel Lechiyuf Chatos consists of the act done by the Oni when he pulls it back. So that is not in line with Rashi Shite, that is in line with the Shite of the Rivah. So Teisve said the Girse of the Svarim Acherim. That's why Teisve says Rashi Lepirish Kan Lefishitos Shebesomul Dakiras Kachoshi. But the truth is, I mean, it's two Girsois in Rashi. Voyitzias katon, loy porich la masnishn di shvuas, da ve kule khiyuve, ve lo mishkachas elo shtay, av masnishn di hoche, mishkachas lo kule bitzias, ki gein shloy yu kule le khiyuve, shtayim di tsoy, she yesh bo khiyu khatos, so one consists the tsoy, because the mishnah says shtayim shenar. So even at this stage, according to the Havamin of the Gemara, we can explain this Mishnah. Shtayim shen arba, Bifnim, for the Balabayis who stands with Nim, and Shtaim Shin Arba Bechutz, for the one who stands Bechutz. How do we have Shtaim Shin Arba for the Balabayis who stands with Nim, and Shtaim Shin Arba for the one who stands Bechutz? So it's a very simple chesh, according to the reverse pshat. So where do we have Shtaim Ditzoye? First, the Ditzoye, for the Ditzoye of the Oni. So that's one, that's the Raisi. And then the second one is the Ditzoye, with the Ditzoye of the Oni, that is also the Chiyuv Chatos. So then we have two more. How do we get the two more? Shein Dalet. So then we have the Yitzoye that is Poter Avoloser, and it's not even mostly the Chiyuv Chatos. And then we have the Yitzoye where the one is completely passive, where it's Poter Umuta. So altogether, so that we can visualize in connection with the one who stands outside, and in connection with the one who stands inside. Beyond the chen boshia, lifirish revob bisamuch. Olach eliyu kimishan hochad ikashabesu tone oves. We told us lehavu lemipra voyitzias katon, because we could visualize it in this mission. Mili askino nekomayil miyoshus harabim leshus hayoch. So kama dishvu esporich veime dikomofit miyoshus hayoch leshus harabi. How do we know? Umishane im kein leis nehameitzi leshus rabi. Mai meshus leshus? Afilu meshus rabi leshus ayochit. So in other words, Tesis is saying in effect, how the Tesis was bothered by Kashi. Why does the Gemara take it for granted? Merely asking the Kamayil meshus rabi leshus ayochit? Maybe not. Maybe it has the Mishnah's reference when the Mishnah says, hameitzi meshus leshus chayev, it has reference to the case of meshus ayochit leshus rabi. How do we know? Why do we take it for granted? So there the Gemara in Shavuos pointed out. How do we know that the Mishnah does not limit itself to Meitzi Mishus Hayochit Mishus Rabin, but also Mishus Rabin Mishus Hayochit? Because if the Mishnah had limited itself to the case of Meitzi Mishus Hayochit Mishus Rabin, so the Mishnah should say, HaMeitzi Mishus Rabin. Why does it use the Loshin Mishus Loshus? After all, there is a Loche of Loilom Yishan Odom Talmidei Beloshin Ktsor. Certainly, Rabbi Nachkodesh followed up that cloud. So if he used the Loshin, so if the Mishnah had reference only to Meitzi, Mishus Hayochid Mishus Rabin, so then he could have used a lesser number of words. He could have said HaMeitzi Mishus Rabin, and he uses a bigger number of words, Mishus Lashus. So that means that it includes also Mishus Rabin Mishus Hayochid. Vim Teimer Maishne Litone. To load the Yitzoye with Tone Shum to load the Chol Shoroves. How is it that the Mishnah here discusses, in connection with Yitzoye, discusses the Tilode of Yitzoye? That's Achnos. But when the Mishnah in Palgodl mentions the Oves, why doesn't the Mishnah over there also mention a Tilode of Eife, Tilode of Chire, Shamin, and of Dosh, all these Melachim? So, also, again, on the basis of Leilom Yishanu Odom Talmidei Beloshin Ktsor, so Memele, vis-a-vis all the other Meloches, if the Mishnah had to mention together with Enav, also the Telode, let's say in connection with Dosh, the Mishnah would have to mention the Telodes. So the Mishnah would be forced to be Mario Bidiburim. So that would be inconsistent with Lelum Lamdom Loshin Ktsor. Mashenkin here, in one word embraces both Heitzoy and Achnos. We come for a Shachnos al Alta. Vim Tema Vamayli Dayek Mikheod Le Mishkachas La Arba Bifnim Vital Bechutz Vili Achnoses. Vyesh Leima, Di Mishkachas Lu Kidberash Lu Yil. According to the reverse pshat, So what does Rove say? Rishuyes katon. Rishuyes Shabbos Tai. Rishuyes Shabbos Tai. Just yes, what is it?
The Rambam and the Ramban,
that Achnos is really an Ein Av or an Av. No, so that's the Rambam Shite, the Rambam,
You see, the Rashba, they say that Tachnosi is also not, but there is a Gemara Meforeshes in Azirik that says, Miu, Haitzoye, Ahav, no, so they say that's told in the Machlekes between Rav Pope and Rode. So they say only Rav Pope and Rav Asher. Rav Asher is explanatory of Rav Pope. To hold that Achnos is enough. Masheinke, Rove agrees with what the Sugya in Azirik, that Achnose is it alone. So it's only Alibid Hilchese, because Haloche ki Basroye, and Rav Pope is against Rove is a Basroye. So Mimele, the Rambam paskens. That the Tachnos is also enough. But Rove holds the Tachnos is the Lord. But Teis Veshite is that everybody agrees with Rove and with the Sugye in Azirik and the beginning of the Sugye here. So, Hoche Dika Shabbos Utone Oves Vitone Tolde, so Slavika Shabbos Oves Tone Tolde Slotone.
No, but it could be because these Tosfos are going before the Gemara gets to Rove. So maybe we don't know what. No, I'm sorry.
Rishui is Kotone. Rishui is Taim Shinab. Perush, the Shtaim Koya Rishuis, Rishus Arab Mishnayochi. So the Pshat in the Mishnah is Yitzias HaShabbos. Now, it doesn't mean that Rove is making sense that it's a Toy Sefer on the Mishnah. Chas V'Sholem. He doesn't mean that there is a Toy Sefer on the Mishnah. He means, true, that's the right girl say Yitzias HaShabbos. But when the Mishnah says Yitzias HaShabbos, it really means, now this is at the end, we'll explain. How can Yitzias have the meaning of Rishuis? But when the Mishnah says Yitzias HaShabbos, the Mishnah really means Rishuis Shabbos. Rishuis Shabbos, Shtayim, Shein Arba Bifni, Ushtayim Shein Arba Bechut. So Teiv says the Kach. Rishuis Katon, Rishuis Shtayim Shein Arba, Peri Shtayim Koya Rishuis, Rishuis Arabi Moshe Tayochi, Vikoshel Rivo, Dimkin Lahavu Mishnah Ushtayim Shein Arba Bechut, El Shtayim Shein Arba Bifni, Ve'arba bechut, shtayim shtayim lomali. So it's a repugnant expression. If Yitzias means Hitzoye and Achnoses, Rav Pop and Rav Asher say, so we understand as to why it repeats shtayim shtayim. Yitzias HaShabbos, shtayim shayim arba bifnim, and we have shtayim shayim arba bechutz. So we have the shtayim of Hitzoye and Achnose bifnim, so we have shtay Yitzoyes. So Yishen Arba together with Shtei Achnoses, and then we have Bifnim, and then we have Shtayim Shtei Arba, two Hitzoyes, together with two Achnoses, vis-a-vis the one who stands Bechutz. So we understand the repetition of Shtayim Shtayim. But according to Rove, that it means Rishuis. So there are two Rishuis. What are the two Rishuis? Rishus HaYochin or Rishus HaRabi? There are two Rishuis, Rishus Arabim and Rishus Ayochid. So why does it repeat Shtayim? So you should say Rishuis Shtayim Shein Arba Bifnim Ve'Arba Bechutz. Because it's not other Rishuis. If Yitzias means Yitzoyes Nachnoses, so then we understand. But if it means Rishuis, so it's the same Rishus Ayochid and the same Rishus Arabim. For vis-a-vis the Oni, vis-a-vis the Balabais. So why Shtayim Shtayim? Because of the vote in Kila Havala Mishne Shtayim Shtayim Bechutz. Le Shtayim Shein Arba Bifnim Ve'Arba Bechutz. Shtayim Shtayim Lomel. It's a very strong kasha. I mean, so the Loshen is improper. Upir Shrivo, Rishui Shabbos. So it doesn't mean Rishui Shabbos. Yesh Bem Shnei Chiyuv. So one word is, in our, is silent. No, in every language you have certain words that are silent. I mean, they're not spelled out. So here, it's true that Yitzias means Rishuis, but what it means is not Rishuis, Shabbos, so Shirayim, Rishayochid, Rishayim. But it means Rishuis, Shabbos, in connection with the two Rishuis of Rishayochid and Rishayim. So there are two Chiyuvim. There are two Chiyuvim that together with two others, they are Dalet Bifnim, and two Chiyuvim together with two others, they are Dalet Bechutz. Yesh Bem Shnei Chiyuvim, Shin Dalet Bifnim, Beis Chiyuvim, Shin Dalet Bechutz. V'yitzies, Nira L'Rivo, the Havek Moi Titzoyz. The question is, how can Yitzias have the connotation of Rishuiz? So he says, yes, it has. The Ashkochon Rishuiz did for Yitzhoiz. The Chziv, Vohoyo Tetzaisov Hayomo. Tageminon Rishuiz. So Tetzaisov, there, so it means the Rishuiz. It means the border, but the Rishuiz. The Targum is, in other words, the Rishuiz. So we see that Tetzaisov Yitzias, in other words, why, how can Rishuiz be called Tetzaisov or Yitzias? The answer is, what does Yitzio mean? Yitzio means that it ends. So in other words, so a Rishuiz is also something that shuts up a certain domain from the surrounding domain. So Mimele, we can apply the term Tetzaisov, Tetzaisov, or Yitzias. All right. Thank you.